Hey, Maddie.
Hey, Ms. Glenda. I'm not sure if your mute button was on, but I couldn't hear anything.
Oh,
I was like,
no. I live out in the woods, and the phone call gets dropped all the time,
okay.
especially
Gotcha.
with the trees blowing.
Yeah.
So we don't have a very good tower around here. It's only a
Gotcha.
4G anyway.
Gotcha. Who you guys have service with?
Well, I just changed from Verizon to Republic, and I've been having pretty good service.
Okay.
But my internet keeps on going in and out too, so it's just the
Got
hazards of living out here, because everything has to be done by satellite.
it. Oh, okay. Understood. Understood. Yeah, I used to work for T-Mobile where I went from Nextel when they merged with Sprint, and then Sprint when they merged with T-Mobile. And so I had over when I had quit. What was that, last year in December? I was there for 21 years, and I was just like, man, it was just such a long time. And after high school, things just, it just moved so quickly. And I'm like, oh
Oh,
man, I
yeah.
put in 20 years, but it's it was a great change because what me and my wife, we ended up moving to Costa Rica in December of last year. And so that's why we decided to, just go ahead and just give something else a different try. We always wanted to move abroad, but
Right.
we just kind of sped it up. I think with COVID and just dealing with a whole bunch of just nonsense, we were just like, let's just do it now. So we are definitely enjoying our time being here. It definitely is helping us with the stress, and I don't take my I'm getting off my high blood pressure pills, so like I dropped like 25 pounds, so it definitely has done us so good to be here.
So
So
you live in Costa Rica?
yeah, yep, I sure
Oh,
do.
wow.
Yeah, so
Okay.
I'm working. Luckily, Local Splash lets us, work remotely, and so it doesn't matter where you're located. We have people all over the world, working for the company. So, yeah, we just I got kind of bored just sitting at home because we have other businesses and stuff still. And we were doing
Yeah.
rehabs. We were doing rehabs, and also we have some rental properties in Atlanta. So, it was just it's cool, but again, you get
Yep.
kind of bored sitting around. So yeah, but
Oh, yeah.
it definitely is a great opportunity for us, and we are enjoying every minute of it.
Great.
Yeah. Yep.
Y'all get any of the storm?
No. We are, a little further down, so we're kind of, inland. I think it was a hurricane that was probably like maybe 3 or 4 months ago that kind of started up in the Caribbean, and we caught a little bit of it. But we're a
Oh,
little bit
okay.
further, more inland. So yeah, luckily we, didn't, don't get really touched by too many hurricanes over here.
Oh,
So
okay.
yeah, but it's rainy season right now. So I mean, the amount of rain that drops sometimes, you'd be like, man, it feels
Oh,
like a
yeah.
hurricane coming. It definitely does. So
We
yeah,
didn't
but
think
other
it was ever going to stop raining here, but we haven't had any rain in a while. Now we're in a drought.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So you guys are, and I didn't hear, when I asked, like, are you guys getting any type of wind or, not any rain or anything coming in yet from the hurricane that's coming up?
Oh, we're not getting any of it. No, we're too
Okay.
far up
Okay. Good. That's
and too
good.
far out.
Good.
It's
Good
going
for
to go to
you.
Apalachicola, but that's about as far as it's going to go.
Oh, okay, understood. Gotcha. Yeah, you guys, how far are you from Destin? You're probably about 30 or 45 minutes from Destin. Okay. Yeah, my uncle, he stays in well, my great uncle, he stays in Destin. He retired from the Air Force, and so he
Oh,
still,
okay.
decided he was from Mobile, but Destin is his place. So he's like, I'm not leaving. So I was like, hey, this is cool.
My daughter just graduated. I keep on saying graduated. She retired from the Air Force.
Okay, congrats. That's excellent. Excellent. Good for her. Yeah, he had
Yeah.
like 30, I think he put in like 28 or 30 years, so he just kind of pushed it all the way to, you know, the max. But, but he's still working as a government contractor for, you know, the military, too. So he's through and through a military man. So
he worked for 22 years.
Oh, that's a good little time there. That is a good time.
Yeah.
All right. And I'm going to get a little information from you, Miss Glenda. I am, let's see here. And let me put your name in and make sure that we get your name correct, because they had it incorrect. Let's get it with a Y.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And Ms. Glenda, what's your actual address? And it's not going to actually show online or anything. You know, if you guys are working from, you know, the house and using that as your main residence, we just have to have a physical address in here for Google, but they will hide the address, so it won't show up.
Okay. So I have a physical address, and I also have a mailing address. So it's two different ones.
Okay. Well, either one, we can't use a P.O. box, but if it's a, you know, a regular mailing address with a, you know,
It's a
post office
box.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, well, we can go ahead and put your regular address in right here.
Okay, it's 55
mm-hmm.
25, and it's Cal Ford, COWFORD.
Okay.
Road.
All right.
Ebro,
mm-hmm.
Florida, 32437.
Okay, got it. All right, yeah, populated from Google for me there. All right, and let me put your information in here. All right, and Ms. Glenda, do you want to make anyone like a authorized user on the account to call in and, you know, get information or make any changes, such as, you know, your son or anyone?
Be me.
Okay, just you.
I'm the only one that.
Okay. No worries.
I do the office. My son does the work.
Okay, gotcha. No worries, no issues with that. All right, and
we're in the LLC too.
Okay, cool. All right, and do you want the main contact number to be the 334-723-2073 number, or do you want to put another number down?
That's the main contact number, yeah.
Okay. All right. And let me get your...
I could give you my son's phone number also.
Okay. Yeah. No worries at all. That actually worked. And let's see. Ivy Property Management. Okay. And Ms. Glenda, what services do you want to put down, you know, that you guys offer, you know, to go
mm-hmm.
under here, and you don't have to give me all of them right now, and you know, if it's a lot of them or if you just want to think of some, but it is just give us a starting point for the onboarding team to get everything set up.
Okay. We do lawn maintenance.
Okay. Put that in.
Landscaping,
okay.
And pavers.
Okay. Pavers. Okay.
Handyman.
All right.
And that's
service.
About it.
Okay. All right. And let me get the maintenance in here. All right. Okay. And no. As we'll come back and let me see. It was on Ivy Property Maintenance, Florida. And Ms. Glenn, did you say that you all have a Facebook business page set up right now, or you don't have one, but you want to set one up?
No, we do not have one.
Okay. All right. And I'll let them know because they'll give you the steps on how to walk, you know, set it up. And it probably takes about 10 minutes. It's pretty easy. So I'll,
and they need help with the website too.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. No, but customer wants to set up the business page. All right. And yes, customer doesn't have a domain. And Ms. Glenda, did you want the call, like the Splash Call app where you can track your calls? It's a free app. They give you like a Google number to use. You know, you don't have to use it, but it just gives you, you know, the availability when people are calling you to, you know, record your call and also track the, you know, your call leads. Do you want that included? No? Okay.
No.
Okay, no worries.
I'm not very tech savvy either, so.
Okay, all right. No worries. All right. And let me get your location here. And location target areas, do you have, you know, certain cities or counties that you want to put down for right now? You know,
yeah,
that you guys want to target?
Cities, Lynn Haven, Panama City, Panama City Beach, Freeport, Chipley, Bonifay.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. Let me go ahead and get those typed in.
Like in a circle around us.
Okay. All right. Let me put that in for you real quick.
And right now we'll be getting a lot of work out of Panama City.
Okay. Good. All right. Get all that in here for you.
Did I say Lynn Haven?
Yep, you did.
Okay.
Got those in. And Ms. Glenda, do you prefer, you know, contact? Do you prefer like a text, email, or phone? Like if we need to reach out to you?
Phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know,
and
I check my email every day and all my text messages every day. So.
All right. No worries. And your hours of operation, I see that like on your home advisor listing, you had open 24 hours. Do you want to leave that, as 24 hours or do you want to put like certain, you know, different hours of operation on here for the website?
Actually from 8 till 6. Yeah,
8 to 6. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And is that going to be Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, or 7 days a week?
7 days a week.
Okay. All right. Yep. 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. 7 days a week.
Because there's times I go to bed, if I'm tired, I go to bed at 7 or I go to bed at 8 and I don't want to be woken up.
I get you. No worries. I know how it is. Me and my wife, we went to sleep last night. I don't know. Like, we climbed into bed probably about 7:30. And so, like, I think we were knocked out by like 8:30. So we were just
being here
and it gets dark because it's not, you know, daylight savings time or anything here. So it really starts getting dark around about 5:30, 5:45.
Yeah, I wish they would quit doing that. Just leave
Exactly. It just throws off your sleep and you just don't, you know, that hour difference can make a big, big, huge difference in your day.
Yeah, because in the springtime, when it goes forward, you have more people with heart attacks and all than do you do in any other time.
Yep, that is correct. All right, and let's see, needs website, and Ms. Glenda, you all have a logo, right? You don't need a logo design or anything, correct?
No, we're working on a logo.
Okay.
We're going to use my father's badge.
Okay.
And the design of one of his badges, and put our, my son's doing that. So he's
okay.
working on
cool.
the logo.
Okay. I will let them know. I'll put that in the additional notes here that you guys are working on logo and you will provide.
But he's an artist.
Time.
I'm not. I can't draw
okay.
a straight line even with a ruler. I'm serious.
Me neither. Me neither.
You don't know how serious I am.
I believe it. Look, I understand. Look, I'm not coordinated myself sometimes. So my wife always teases me. So I'm like, okay, all right. But you know, it was funny. Like when it was probably about like 2 or 3 months ago. And, you know, I kind of got her back, but I didn't want to rub it in, but she kind of stepped off of, we have a little hill outside on the, you know, right by our driveway, and she stepped off wrong because she was out cleaning up the dog poop, and, you know, and I was like, see, you always make fun of me, but now you get to tore your ankle up, and you're uncoordinated, mm-hmm. so, but I didn't rub it in. So
that's
I let her,
good.
I let her
that's
have.
A good husband.
All right, and I think I got all that information. And let me get over to here. All right, let me go to your billing information. Make sure I got that. Got that. That's correct. Right.
Now you know my billing address is different than my street address.
Okay.
All it's the post office box.
Okay. I can update it. No worries at all.
Mm-hmm.
And get you that tip for it. And we're doing Facebook ads.
Now, will it stay this price and not go up at all?
It will not go up at all. Everything, you're going to get an email, and it's just going to have everything that we recap. You know, your price will stay the price. We will never go up on the price or change anything for you guys.
Okay.
What it is what it is. Yep. All right. And let's see. Answer. Make sure it's Tara. All right, Ms. Glenda. And what is going to be the billing address for your car? You say that's going to be the P.O. box, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And I am ready for that address here.
Post Office Box 69, and the rest of it's the same as the other.
Okay. All right. Okay. And are we going to be using a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover card?
We're going to use, let's see, what is that? Do, 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 do. Let's see which one we're going to use.
Okay.
I got to transfer some money over. It's going to be our business account.
Okay. All right. And your name is on the card along with Ivy's property maintenance, or how is it? Is it just?
It's my name.
Okay. All right. Understood. Okay.
Let me see if I can transfer some money while I'm talking to you.
Yeah, take your time. No worries. Let me just finish up these notes on here for our team. And
okay,
that's 250. Yeah,
249. Okay. Done.
All right. Good deal. All right. And so was that going to be a Visa card, Miss Linda?
That is going to be, what is my business card? I think it is a Visa.
Okay. All right. And I am ready for the card number when you're ready.
Okay. It's 47-4165-9014-64-4867.
67. Okay. And what's the expiration for that card?
826.
All right. 826. And what's your security code for that card?
095.
095. Okay. Gotcha. That is updated here.
Wait a minute. That doesn't look right.
Okay.
Nope. That's not right. I gave you the wrong card.
Okay.
Let me go.
I can edit it.
Just about fell over.
No, no worries.
I don't know what I did. I did put the wrong number down. I have it written down so I don't have to go and get the card every time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see here. The business card. Let's use the business card. Layla, you're underway, darling. I'm looking at the wrong number. Okay, I did give you the right number, too.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, if you could read it back to me, I cleared the card number out because I thought it was the wrong way. I still had the dates and everything in there, too. So, yeah, if you could read
that
back for me.
It's 47-4165-9014-64-4867.
67. Okay. So I have 47-41-65-901-4644-867.
Correct.
All right. And expiration is August 2026. And security code is 095.
095. Yes.
Okay. All right. Got that saved here. All right. And Ms. Glenda, I'm going to just walk through, you know, voice verification. This is just going to, you know, a recorded call, you know, just for your, you know, for your safety and protection and just give you another layer. You know, this is just going to, we're just going to recap everything that we discussed prior to. And basically, it's going to be a yes or no or I understand questions. And that's it. So please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Ivy's Property Maintenance. LLC.
Okay. And please state your name and title within the business.
Glenda Blake. Okay. I don't know what my title is. I'm half owner. Half owner, office manager.
CFO? CFO, CEO?
CEO.
Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Can I do?
All right. Yeah, he's you handle everything.
He's the labor and I everything else.
There you go. Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes, I am.
The card that you use? Okay. And are there any other authorized users on the billing of the account? Let's say your son
yes.
or anyone else.
I can.
Okay. And can you actually state his name as well?
Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, Mull, M-U-L-L.
Okay, thank you. And in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 hours to phone calls, emails, or text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement? Just meaning like if you decided to, you know, run your own ads or, you know, work with another company.
Yes.
Okay. And your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which today's date is 9/28/2022, in the amount of $249. This is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or any charges of its kind. You understand?
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Okay. All right. And this is a reoccurring payment that will take place on the 28th of every month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue the agreement for any reason, you may do so by contacting our client support team, which is going to be the onboarding team, at least 3 days prior to your bill date. So that's it. Do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay.
I understand.
And we're going to... Okay, and, you know, one last reminder, we're going to set up an onboard meeting for you, and I'll go into the calendar and, you know, get the time and date. So, you know, if you can't make the meeting, they will send you an email and a text the hour before, and, you know, you can respond to that text or the email before if you need to change the date, you know, at that particular time. Okay?
Okay.
All right, and let me get in here and actually see what dates we have open. And let's see. Okay, and between, Ms. Glenda, between Thursday, Friday, and Monday, what would be the best day for you?
How about tomorrow?
Okay. Any particular time I could take a look? You want to do Friday? Okay. What time actually works for you best for on Friday?
How about 9:00?
9:00? Okay.
Would that be available?
Yeah, it looks like, so since we are on Pacific time, it probably would end up being, you know, like around 10:00 because we come in at 7 a.m., but they probably would get to you around about 10:00. So would that actually be okay?
Okay, that'd be fine.
Okay. All right. Let me go ahead and put you down on the calendar here. And get you set up. We got Miss Glenda. Email address.
That's right. Today's Wednesday. Duh.
Look, it's easy to lose track of the days.
I thought it was Thursday already.
You know, the week has been moving so fast for us, too. Like, even yesterday, I was like, is it today? Is it Monday? And she was like, my wife was like, no, it's, you know, it's Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay. It's like, yeah, it's moving fast. I'm just ready to get to the weekend so I can watch some football and just relax. I am a big Miami Hurricanes fan. So like college, I love college football. Now I love, you know, I like NFL, but I really like the camaraderie and just how exciting the atmosphere is for college football. And so, you know, I just been leaning towards college, but for NFL, I would say my team, I'm originally from Washington, D.C., so I'll always be a Redskins or, you know, Washington Commanders fan. So, yeah, but I cheer for my Falcons since I came from Atlanta, too, but, you know, the Falcons make it so hard. They make it so hard.
College-wise, I am an FSU.
Okay. Oh, man, we're going to have – Miss Glenda, I'm going to have to call you when we whoop up on FSU in a couple weeks.
Oh, we're going to whoop up on you. We have won every game we've played so far.
Look, I can't even lie. FSU is doing really good this year, and I really thought it was going to be kind of struggle for them, but, you know, Mike Norvell, he definitely has really done a good job at getting them together, because, you know, it was like, you know, preseason, you know, a lot of people were like, well, they'll probably win 5 or 6 games again because they really didn't see the impact, you know, of the players that, you know, that they, you know, assigned. But he definitely stepped it up, and I got to give him credit for that. So, and we just took a whoop. Yeah, we took a whoop in the middle of Tennessee State this past week, and I just can't. I have no words for it. It's inexcusable. But, you know, it happens. Like, look, you know, what was it last year when FSU lost to Jacksonville State, or the year before last? So, you know, it with college football, you know, it's all about scheme and coaching and just how much, you know, the guys want it, you know, and, you know, sometimes, you know, other teams just want it more than one, you know, so it just is what it is. So, you know, No griping, but, you know, I'll be sure to send you a text message or call you. So, hey, Miss Glenda. All right, either way, so they win or lose, we'll catch up.
The only game I really pay attention to, but I don't watch any of it, I just pay attention to the scores through the game, is when FSU plays Florida.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I always want FSU, anybody that plays Florida. I can't stand the Florida Gators. My cousin,
who is more like a brother to me than a cousin, he's graduated from Florida. He's for the Gators. So we are back and forth on that.
Mm-hmm. I get
it. So whoever wins, I take the other one out to eat.
Okay. All right. No problem. That is good. What's your favorite food that you like to go out to eat on?
Either a hamburger or shrimp.
Oh yeah, I'm with you. I am with you there.
Look, or in the wintertime, oysters, raw oysters.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when me and my wife would come down, you know, we would go to Destin. You know, and just, you know, kick it and just relax and stuff. But we love, you know, fresh seafood, and it's actually awesome here. You know, we're not really far from the beach. We're probably about like 1 hour and 45 minutes from the beach where we stay. But our next door neighbor there, the young lady, her brother, owns like a fishery out on the Pacific side, which is about a 2-hour drive, two and a half hour drive, but he has about 65 boats for him that goes out to fish.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, like he has a lot of fishers that goes out.
Yeah.
And so he gets us like fresh shrimp, like, I mean, jumbo shrimp and snapper.
Yeah.
We could get flounder. And I think they charged us, we had just got the other week, we got 3 kilos, which would be about 5.5 pounds of shrimp, and then we got about 2 pounds of snapper fillets, and they charged us $30 for it. You know, so it's just like,
oh,
like,
wow.
Yeah.
Awesome price.
Yep.
You couldn't pay for a pound of those shrimps for that.
Uh-uh. Nope. And they are like the large ones, steelhead on and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, oh, yeah. So, I mean, you can't, because, you know, even like when we were staying in Atlanta, we would go to the local farmer's market and get our seafood fresh and, you know, wild caught.
Oh, yeah.
But you're still going to pay, you know, anywhere from $13.99 to up to $19.99 a pound. You know, I don't even know what it is now. Mm-hmm.
But I like snapper, but my favorite fish is mahi-mahi.
That's one of our favorites as well. We can grab that too. They don't really catch it often because they don't really get a lot of requests, but you know, he has a lot of other fishers that we can, you know, that he can, you know, hit up. Hey man, you have this and this and this. So, you know, it's pretty awesome being here too. So
yeah,
we definitely enjoy
it. First time I had it, my ex-husband, he came in and he says, I got some dolphin for you. And I got, that should get some law. Because I'm thinking of the porpoises, you know, dolphins.
Uh-huh.
And he said, no, this is the fish. I go, huh? I never heard of a dolphin fish.
Mm-hmm.
And then found out it was mahi-mahi.
Yeah. Yep, I've heard a couple people call it that, too. But, you just used to mahi-mahi, right, versus somebody
mm-hmm.
saying a dolphin fish. Yeah.
They're gorgeous fish.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Yep. And I mean, it's so tender. Like if you cook them up right, you know, you broil them or, you know, just baste them in a, you know, saute pan with a little bit of, you know, butter and seasoning and stuff. Oh, it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
So
grill
good.
Them is good too.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I'm more for freshwater and I get catfish then.
Gotcha. Yeah. My wife, her and her family, they like black bass. My uncle, he would, you know, sometimes it's a couple lakes he would go to and, you know, he'll catch a couple trout or, you know, some other bass or, what was it? Ooh, I cannot think of the name of it. It's a lake fish. It's brim. And, you know, brim are like smaller ones, but, you know, brim has a good little flavor. You're going to pick through the bones.
Oh, yeah.
Brim is
delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You got to deal with the bones.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's what the flavor is, right?
And them.
Mm-hmm.
And catfish. That's the only ones I'll eat out of the river here.
Gotcha. That's cool. All right, Miss Glenda, so you are set up. I have just sent the email out so that has your appointment. So you'll get another email in just a moment, and you should get a text message. It's probably actually come to your phone now. So it's going to have a link in there.
I've gotten two. One is, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Mm-hmm.
Now please click here to accept subscription. If you have questions, contact us. Now, is this the number I need to get to anybody? Is this 877 number?
Yep, that will be the number.
Okay.
And yeah, so if you need to reach out, and then our onboarding team, they're going to have like a different extension, but they'll give it to you then. Or you can also email. So you see the support@localsplash.com. You can also send an email, and they're good about following up within about 2 or 3 hour time frame too. So, you know, they're excellent. So you should see another text, Ms. Glenda. It should say, we sent a copy of your invoice to your email we have on file. Please click here. So it's going to be a little link with the terms and conditions.
Okay, we sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Click here. So I need to click there, right?
Yeah,
okay.
click there. And that's just a recap of everything that we're going to do in just terms and conditions. If you scroll down, you're going to see like a little box to click on the left-hand side, and all you have to do is just type in your name as it's written there and hit submit.
Okay. Okay. Confirm signature.
Yep. And then it's just going to take you to a page, like, for you to log into the dashboard. So you don't have to worry about that. It's the onboarding team. They're going to give you all your login information for your, you know, for your dashboard and set you up. That usually takes about 5 or 6 days for them to get everything, you know, situated for you.
Oh, I didn't click the...
Oh, the little, box. I certify that I'm authorized holder and signer of the credit card.
So I don't have a username or password, so I need to.
No, you don't have to worry about it. Our onboarding team, they're going to give you, you know, your login information. It takes them a couple of days to set it up, so they'll send it you know, to you in the email.
That is where I'm at. That's where it says, username, password, login.
Yeah, you're fine. Don't even worry about it. So you're good to go. So you'll get your invoice to your email, and you should have your appointment sent over because I just, you know, forwarded that over. So you can accept the time, and, you know, that'll come back over. And, again, you'll get an email and a text the hour before your call on Friday. And so just in case you have to change it up or anything, you can email or text back and, you know, let them know that you need to, you know, update the time or the date for it.
Okay. Now, this one here is click here to accept subscription terms.
Mm-hmm. Hey, let me see. Is that in your email right now?
Yeah.
Okay. You're fine. I mean, you can go through everything. It's really just the terms of, you know, the terms and conditions which you had already signed. But you can look through everything, and then you're going to get probably one more invoice that will come over. Not invoice, but just a copy of your agreement, and that will come over. Usually it transfers over within about 30 minutes to an hour. So just look out for that one, too.
Okay, reply for yes, no, maybe, more options.
Yeah, you could do yes for your calendar invite, and then it'll just it'll email us back and let us know that you accepted the time.
I just accepted it.
Mhm. Okay. And so you're good to go, Ms. Glenda. So they'll call you again. They'll give you a call at that particular time, and you'll get an email and text to start setting up everything. I got everything notated on the account for you, and if you have any questions. You know, you have my email and my phone number, so, you know, definitely reach out to me. But, you know, thank you for your business, and welcome to Local Splash, and we look forward to, helping you guys grow your business. And I put on in the notes as well, I told them that you're not really tech savvy when it comes to the Facebook setup stuff. So I told them to, you know, be patient with you and give you the walkthrough, options to walk you through on how to set up the Facebook business page.
Let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
What is the dashboard?
So the dashboard, that's going to be like for you to log in from like a Local Splash dashboard. They're going to give you like the URL for you to find it in your login information. So the dashboard is going to allow you to track where your leads are coming from. So you can see if you're getting leads from a certain, like if it's Panama City that you're getting them from, or, you know, particular. Yeah, so it gives you that visibility to really see where your leads are generating from, and you have you can look at your keywords and phrases that they are going to put up, put under your profile on Google for people to find you guys' services, and so that it gives you the accessibility to edit that information or just look at it and make sure that is correct. So that's what the dashboard is, and you know what, I can send you. Let me send you this.
Because I got here, it says, it's going down, and it says you will receive login credentials within 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then
yep.
It goes down, access your dashboard, and then it gives phone number, email, schedule appointment, live chat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's for the back office team. And again, they're going to give you access to the dashboard and get everything set up for you. So, they're going to walk through everything step by step for you. And, again, I told them, hey, make sure that they're, that they understand that, this isn't your strong thing. So I told them to be very patient with you and walk you through step by step on everything. And so if you have any problems, with anything, you call me or email me and let me know so I can get on them, you know, because I know, like, you know, hey, we want to make sure you're happy and everything is flowing. You're not confused about anything. So just keep me posted if you got any problems, and I'll be sure to jump in and handle anything for you.
Okay. Thank you, Maddie.
You are so welcome. So any other questions that you have, Ms. Glenda?
Not right now.
No problem at all. So again, I thank you for your business, and you know, again, reach out to me if you got any questions or concerns. But again, we got you set up, so they'll reach out to you on Friday, you know, at the time, so they can walk through. Yeah. All right, Ms. Glenda.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. So have a good rest of your day. And if we don't talk, you know, during the week, I hope you have a great weekend as well.
You too.
Thanks, Ms. Glenda. I'll see you later. Bye-bye.